You're listening to Football Extra.
Well, we're on the subject of relegation. I've got to ask you, Paul, your thoughts on what's happened at West Ham, especially in the wake of them going down with the events. That
I think everything about West Ham was summed up at the DW Stadium. You saw Karen Brady, and I haven't seen the pictures myself because I was at the ground. But apparently, Karen Brady, you know, talking to Dave Whelan, and she was saying, we need a room. We need a room to sack Avram Grant.
I bet you Dave Whelan never thought Karen Brady would come to her whispering in the ear, can we get a room, please, Dave? Can you? Dave was going, oh, what? But got Karen.
He would have gone, absolutely not, Karen. I'm a married man. So there was no class about that whatsoever. Sacking Avram Grant and then saying, well, we'll get you a taxi home was like, oh, please, you know. And then, lo and behold, we had David Gold on Sky Sports News yesterday, and I tweeted I needed to have a good boil wash to rid myself from the stench of his self-pity. And then I thought the one bright thing was they didn't show the helicopter. Then in the following piece, the setup shot was the helicopters. There's nobody emerges from West Ham season, apart from perhaps Scott Parker and Mark Noble, with anything like an ounce of credit or dignity from the owners downwards. The owners were having a save our season match in October last year. Please, you know, it's this. I don't know. I said last week words failed me, and then went on a monster rant. So I'm not going to say anything quite as stupid as the words fail me. But it is difficult to put into words just how deep the depths of despair are at that football club, and how what depths they've plumbed this season. Because, you know, Sullivan and Gold, you know, if I hear, oh, we're diehard fans, oh, David Gold, oh, I was born just across the road, I played for him between the ages of 13 and 16, oh, and we've got two great knights of the realm, who else can say that? Well, obviously apart from Manchester United. And then there's a statue of Bobby Moore outside Wembley. So what? It doesn't amount to a hill of beans when your club has just finished and will finish bottom of the Premier League season. It is pathetic that they keep going to this well of, oh, well, we're such great fans. It doesn't really matter whether you're a great fan. What matters is, can you steer the club in the right direction? Palpably not. You've brought in players, you know, you're paying 90,000+ a week to Wayne Bridge to perform like somebody who shouldn't be paid £9,000 a week, frankly. £90 a week would have been too much for some of his performances. And you've bought in absolute rubbish. Benny McCarthy, you know, Ilan, people like that. Petrovic, who you don't even see. But they're all picking up. Julian Faubert, who is who actually walked out when he was and refused to play and refused to be on the bench, he's on £47,000 a week. Now, if that's not absolute madness, please tell me what is, because, you know, I'll go and lock myself up.
This is an argument that comes back year after year. How are we going to get the old firm into the Premier League? As you say, number one, they're not good enough to be in the Premier League. Number two, the only way in is for the clubs themselves to vote them in. Mm. And, you know, we're talking later on about the relegation scrap. The idea of getting two more teams into it and you have to make way for them. People aren't going to vote for
that. But also, if you were a police constable of Greater Manchester or Merseyside or the Metropolitan Police, you wouldn't want Rangers and Celtic anywhere near the place.
No.
A friend of mine, an Israeli journalist, went up there to see an old firm game, and he said to me, that is the most poisonous atmosphere I've ever experienced in my life, and I lived for 5 years in Jerusalem.
I think when he looks back in his career, I think even Paul Scholes will look back and think, you know, I had, you know, out there was 30 more caps for me to be had. A World Cup, a great experience in South Africa to be had, and he didn't have it. You know, he was very, very close to actually go into South Africa. You know, if Baldini and Capello had handled it with a bit more...
Well, if Capello had just actually made the phone call rather than Baldini, there you go.
That's right,
If you want more, try notw.co.uk.